We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at t2t.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Dark Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we begin another racing week, Las Vegas style, here from Las Vegas, Nevada, at our home base, South Point Studios, here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and of course, our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM 107.1 FM. We welcome you to the show as we begin another week of covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. And, of course, we welcome all of those of you who are getting us on our other platforms, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, And, of course, your iPhones or your Androids, we got that covered with the apps. You get the KSHP app that you can hear us, and, of course, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting also. So, anyway, you get us. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Wednesday as we begin another racing week here from Las Vegas, where the weather is starting to get nice now. Yeah, it's slightly crisp outside. 64 degrees right now outside. It's going to get up to 89. The 100-degree weather seems to be gone now here in Las Vegas, and so it goes. It's going to be really nice. We get into the just pre-fall weather, just perfect out here, and then you feel it. You know, the football's going on, college football, the NFL, and then, of course, basketball right around the corner as far as the college is concerned, and all the good stuff. Hockey will be beginning soon, and, of course, our march to the Breeders' Cup, our Super Bowl of racing, which is just 44 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 25 seconds and counting away for the Breeders' Cup. All right, so what do we have coming up this week? Well, this week we'll wrap up a quick short meet at Los Alamitos in Southern California on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct will resume tomorrow with a carryover, by the way, from Sunday in their pick six. They had a pick six carryover on Sunday, so that'll be a little nugget, a kind of a horse player holiday on tomorrow with a carryover in the pick six at Belmont at Aqueduct. And I got to tell you, some great racing that starts on Friday, believe it or not. On Friday, out at Presque Isle Downs, there are four stakes races. The $150,000, headed up by the $150,000 Presque Isle Mile and the $300,000 Masters. Remington Park will also have three stakes races on Friday. Then we move into Saturday. On Saturday, of course, big day of racing at Parks Racing in Pennsylvania. And that, of course, will be headed up by the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cantillion, both at $1 million a copy. 11 stakes races. 11 stakes races on Saturday at Parks Racing. Of course, the two grade ones, the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby and the $1 million Cantillion. In addition to that, there'll be another grade two and two grade threes, and totaling 11 stakes races at Parks on Saturday. Gulfstream Park will have a grade three Breeders' Cup winning your race at Gulfstream Park. A Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Their grade three is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Churchill Downs will have four stakes races, including a one grade three. And, of course, Los Alamitos will wrap up their meet with the Dark Mirage Stakes there on Saturday. Woodbine will have the Sad Ricarda as well. And, of course, Los Al will close on Sunday. And then we move into the following week at Santa Anita, the pre-Breeders' Cup meet, the fall meet at Santa Anita. And Santa Anita, of course, they will have the California Crown Day of Racing on the first Saturday of the Santa Anita meeting. That'll be on the 28th of this month, exactly 1 week from Saturday, from this coming Saturday, 1 week from this coming Saturday. And that the California Cup, the California Crown Day of Racing will have the $1 million California Crown. They took the nominations for that race already. 23 noms, and five of them are Bob Baffert trained for the California Crown, but there's going to be five stakes races overall on California Crown Day that include two Breeders' Cup winning races there. And, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct on the 28th will have four stakes races and two Breeders' Cup winning races there. So we're getting ready and started. We're really starting to march now towards the Breeders' Cup again, just 44 days away. Now, you know what the weather is here in Las Vegas. Perfect weather right now at this time of the year. 89 again. We're going to top out at 89. Around the country, Miami 88, New York 77. That's nice there. Chicago 84 degrees, Los Angeles 77 degrees. And look at this. Even Phoenix, Arizona popped the 100 mark. No more. The hottest at 100. They're going to be 95 today in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're getting into the fall. That's for sure. As far as some other news is concerned, Kentucky Downs, they had a hell of a meet there. Their purses, you know they have these big purses anyhow, but the purses for the horses was up 38% from last year when it was high. maidens were going for $175,000 purse there at Kentucky Downs. And as a result of that, the big fields, their average field size was 10.89, almost 11 horses per race there. And the wagering was also up some 8%. They did over $90 million a handle in that short meet at Kentucky Downs. And as well, Monmouth Park, their average handle per race was up 5.8%. So the handle is starting to move up on a lot of the racetracks around the country. Always good news for us. And, of course, California Crown Day on Saturday the 28th. 146 horses were nominated over the five stakes races. 146 nominations for the five stakes races. Of course, like I said, the California Crown itself, the $1 million race there, the centerpiece. Bob Baffert has five of the 23 nominated there. So wait and see. As far as the Pennsylvania Derby is concerned, we're going to go over the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion a little bit later on with Jonathan Hardoon. The Pennsylvania Derby has 11 in it that include Dragoon Guard for Brad Cox and Stronghold, Phil D'Amato's Stronghold. Those would be the two in there. And a Triple Crown winner, the Preakness winner, Seize the Gray for Dwayne Lucas, is also entered in the Pennsylvania Derby. As far as the Cotillion is concerned, eight filly and mares, fillies in there, eight fillies in there for three-year-olds. But the big, big favorite is Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna for Kenny McPeak in the race. A big, big favorite there. You know he's going to be odds on for sure. But I got to tell you, there's another horse in that race, Mystic Lake, for Safi Joseph Jr., who won off the screen at Charlestown in her last start under wraps under Mike Smith, who went out to Charlestown to ride this horse for him. That horse is also in the Cotillion. Morning line to 12-1, so maybe we can get a, you know, just an exact a pop there. Maybe that's the best horse underneath Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna, of course, if she gets beat in the Cotillion, she gets beat by Torpedo Anna. It'll be something that she does, uncharacteristic, that'll get her beat there. But it's going to be a good week of racing around the country. Today on the show, we have Jonathan Hardoon with us and Rich Ang. Richie Yang, of course, will kind of give us an assessment of the football over the weekend, as well as a pick for racing today. John Linda will give us an update on Southern California racing and an update from SoCal. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz will be along again with a thought or two about how he sees betting options, et cetera, as well. So we're ramping up for the week on this Wednesday show. Coming here to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, folks. Now, remember, we're just 44 days away from the Breeders' Cup. You got to start making your plans now. We're going to have, of course, all the usual things we have here at the South Point for the Breeders' Cup. We'll have the Breeders' Cup seminar on the Friday before the Saturday of the Breeders' Cup. Breeders' Cup will be, of course, on the first and second days of November. So on the first, Friday the 1st, we'll have our Breeders' Cup seminar with Jonathan Hardoon, John Lindo, and myself, kind of air traffic controlling these two handicappers. That'll be here on Friday, November 1st, following the first day of the Breeders' Cup two-day event here in the lounge here right next to the book. And then, of course, the next day, Breeders' Cup Day, Saturday the 2nd, we'll be up in the big grand ballroom for the big, big party up there spread out with big banquet-type tables. Plenty of room for all your betting paraphernalia, big, huge screen, theater, TVs, so you won't miss any of the action, of course, and other racetracks as well. Betting windows, plenty of betting windows, kiosks as well, and, of course, food and beverage discounts for Breeders' Cup. And it all comes to you free. All you got to do is be here. And so we will, and your car can park in the parking lot for free, by the way, as well. So make your plans now to be here at the South Point. If you want to come for the Breeders' Cup weekend, I'm pretty sure they'll have a Breeders' Cup weekend special for you when you call up. Let them know you're coming in for the Breeders' Cup and get that special as well. So we're going to have a great time for Breeders' Cup. Now, only 44 days away, the 44 days we're counting is to the Breeders' Cup, not to the election, okay? So we got that going on. All right, we're all done with the opening of today's show. Now we'll get started with getting into the nitty-gritty of it. And we'll take our first break. And when we come back, we'll give you a racing menu for today and start with our handicappers to take a look at what's happening today and this week leading up to the weekend of racing the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style. And don't forget, when you get to YouTube, if you get to YouTube, subscribe. It's free. Subscribing is free. And then you can start with the chats. Boys are already chatting away on the chat on the YouTube site here at the South Point. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
Race Day Las Vegas. Looks like the weather is pretty well nice around the country and the racing for the racing places today, so we'll be okay with the weather there. And now we'll get started as far as precipitation is concerned. Now we'll get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. Remember, first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. Because that's where we're at, here, in the Pacific time zone, right here in Las Vegas. These would be the first post times rolling out in our Racebook behind us. If you are anywhere else on the multitude of platforms that we have that cover the world in all other time zones, and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Nine racetracks on the menu today. We start out with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time of 9:30, and they have a carryover in their pick five. This is a regular pick five today at Delaware Park. There is a carryover, $14,299 in the Delaware Park pick five carryover today. Following that comes Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:35 at Belterra. And then we'll roll into Parks Racing, where the big races will be this weekend. Parks Racing has a first post time today of 9:40 at Parks Racing today. Yes, 9:40 at Parks Racing, okay? By the way, there is a Pick 5 jackpot carryover at Parks today of $245,556. $245,556 in their Pick 5 jackpot carryover today at Parks. And again, first post time is at 9:40. Following that comes Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Churchill Downs has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover today, standing at $137,233. A couple of nice carryovers today around the country. $137,233 in the Pick 6 jackpot at Churchill Downs with a first post time of 9:45. Finger Lakes in upstate New York. Finger Lakes will start their racing first post time at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Finger Lakes. Then we get down to Horseshoe, Indianapolis. First post time at Horseshoe, Indianapolis is at 11:10. 11:10 there. Presque Isle Downs has a first post time of high noon today. High noon, 12 o'clock, first post at Presque Isle Downs. And then we have Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs has the first post time with a pick six jackpot carryover of $6,677. Their first post time at Louisiana Downs is set at 2:05. We wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has a first post time of 4:30 today, and that's your nine tracks in the racing menu for today. All right, let's get out to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you enjoy your 2 days off?
Yeah, busy, busy, running around. I don't know what I did, but I was busy.
You were busy? You don't know what you did? You were busy and pop, here we go on Wednesday again. You didn't even know what happened on Monday and Tuesday. In any case, we got some racetracks this weekend that are not the normal big racetracks weekends. But, you know, when you put up $1 million, that makes you a big, big racing day. And that, of course, is at Parks Racing. Parks Racing will have the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion. And we started off really on Friday. With racing at Presque Isle Downs. They got four stakes races. The $300,000 Masters is there, and the Presque Isle Downs Mile, Remington Park, is three stakes races. So it's kind of fun to see some of these other racetracks having big race days. But my goodness, Parks is going to have 11 stakes races on Saturday. Wow.
It's their biggest day of the year, Ralph. And listen, they're attracting some really nice horses. You know, the filly Torpedo Ann is going to be there. The morning line maker's out of his mind. He listed her at 4-5. There's no way she'll be 4-5. She's probably going to be 1-9, and probably deservedly so, to tell you the truth. The Pennsylvania Derby, full field, so that's good. You have Stronghold chipping in for trainer Phil D'Amato. Mm-hmm. You have Dragoon Guard for Brad Cox, who's done nothing wrong, 4 out of 5 lifetime, and with the second. So there's some terrific racing, and even the sprint. I mean, they're all full fields, and I guess they'll be able to run on the turf. They ran on the turf there yesterday with no incidents. So their turf racing will resume, I guess, on Saturday.
Now, Seize the Gray was entered for the Pennsylvania Derby, but there was a question of whether he was going in there or not. He's still in?
I will let you know. I think he's still in. From what I heard, he was. Yeah, he's in. He's the 2 horse. He's listed at 5-1 for Dwayne Lucas.
Yeah, so we're looking at, you know, I got to tell you, Dragoon Guard really impressed me in his last start for Brad Cox. He might be the up-and-coming now horse, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a 3-year-old. He's done nothing wrong, and the Cox barn is extremely high on him. They've been high on him from the beginning, and really, he's never really disappointed. He's run terrific in all 5 of his starts. His only loss was by a neck in his career debut. So after that, nothing but wins.
Yep. And now the Cotillion has 8 in it, but the seven are trying just to fill the field and get second place, you would think, with Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna ought to be a huge, huge favorite in that. I mean, odds on.
Yeah, she's going to be 1-9. I mean, there's no way around it. You know, Cox sends out Tarifa, who's 5-1. George Delgado sends out Power Squeeze. These are certainly nice fillies, but they're not in the same category as Torpedo Anna. Listen, she got beat ahead last time out in the Travers. So what do you have to know?
And she got beat by a horse who right now is on the top as far as the you know, the Breeders' Cup Classic ratings. The Breeders' Cup Classic ratings came out, and Fierceness has the top ranking with 21 first place votes. City of Troy is in second. That's that super horse from across the pond. Forever Young, the Japanese horse, is rated 3rd. Door Knock is rated 4th. Sierra Leone is 5th. Highland Falls is rated 6th. Ushiba Tesoro, another Japanese horse, is 7th. Arthur's Ridge is the 8th. Derma Sotogatte is 9th. That's the other Japanese horse. And Senor Buscador is 10th. Those are the top 10 this week for the Breeders' Cup Classic rating. So, you know, finishing second to Fierceness that close should make her a big, big favorite at Parks.
Yeah, Fierceness did something last time that he's never done before. He's put 2 races together. And I guess they're going to now wait for the Breeders' Cup and give him time. And that's probably the right thing to do. And listen, you know, first time ever that he put 2 races together, so he certainly showed us something. And Let's see what's going to happen. But the horse you like, Mystic Lake from Safi Joseph, yeah. He's an improving horse. He's getting better. I mean, all these horses obviously running for second, but it is what it is, and that's what it is.
Well, I'll try to make chicken soup out of chicken feathers, that's for sure. I mean, you got to just take, if you're going to bet that with exotics and try to make something happen as far as a payoff, you got to find a horse that you really like with a little something to it.
You got to try to get a $10 exact and make a 1-5 or 1-9 into a 5-1 shot. That's the only way you're going to play it.
That's exactly
or you watch the race. Well, you'll watch the race and enjoy a good race.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a shot with a cold exact, and I'm not even going to reverse it. It's going to just be a torpedo Anna to, yes, I know, and you know what's going to happen.
Very tough for you, Ralph. You're going out on the limb there.
Oh, man, you just set it up for you know what's going to happen. So if Mystic Lake happens to beat Torpedo Anna, you can thank me for it, the owners of the horse Mystic Lake. They can send me a stipend for stopping that one-way exacta. That's for sure. But it's going to be exciting. But you know, I got to tell you, a lot of the chatters on the chat today are voicing negative opinions of Parks Racing. I guess the takeout there is a little bit higher than other places.
It's crazy. The takeout on tries and supers, they're just astronomical. They're more than, I think, probably the highest in the country. You know, it has to affect their handle, but they've been getting away with it for a couple of years. Listen, I know a lot of players that used to play it on Mondays and Tuesdays, but won't play it anymore. They wait for the mandatory payout on their pick fives, but the takeout just squeezes all of it out of you. It's a tough place to play with such a high takeout.
Yeah, and you know that most of the people that are chatting on our chat and watching this show are players, and players do not like that high rate. You talk about inflation. Inflation has been at Parks for a long time before inflation was inflation. And they just don't like that takeout, and then they have been voicing their opinions there. So, if
not only that, Ralph, they also have CAW involved there, computer assisted wagering. So you see the drastic drops. So between the drastic drops and the ridiculous takeout, what shot do players really have? They're really up against it. I mean, I want racetracks to succeed and be successful. But you also have to be fair to the players and give them something back. Between the CAW and the takeout, it's just very, very hard to play.
Well, comparatively speaking with other racetracks, they are voicing their opinion saying they really don't like Parks Racing for that takeout, not too much of anything else. Of course, one or two of them were talking about other things at Parks, but nevertheless, it's a big racing day there, and there's $1 million up for grabs in two of the races. And if the players don't like Parks, you know the horsemen do. They're going there to get the money.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we got that California Crown Day coming up soon at Santa Anita when Los Alamitos wraps up. And of course, Belmont at Aqueduct is going to have a big racing weekend as well on the same day, 1 week from Saturday. They'll have four big stakes races. Two of them will be Breeders' Cup winning you're in. So even though they're running at Aqueduct, it is Belmont at Aqueduct. And this is, of course, considered the Belmont Championship fall meeting, right?
Yeah, not only that, it's close already to the Breeders' Cup. How many more winning you're in races are there going to really be? Because, you know, you don't want to have winning you're in races 2 weeks before the Breeders' Cup. Those horses won't be able to come back on such short layoffs. So this is about the cutoff point. You know, when you get about 5 weeks or a month out, you want these horses to have some time off going into the Breeders' Cup. So, you know, now is when it really counts for the win and you're in races.
And Jonathan, over at Belmont at Aqueduct right now, their racing schedule is Thursday through Sunday. Do they ever get to a Wednesday through Sunday schedule?
No, not over the last couple of years. You know, it's just been Thursday through Sunday. Unfortunately, the field sizes are small in the winter here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe when they add Tapita in a couple of years, the field sizes will pick up. But for the most part, they're up against it. And it's tough at this time of year, but it's the only game in town, so we don't really have much of a choice.
Yeah, but right now, at least right now for their small fall season, Churchill Downs has a Wednesday card, so that kind of picks it up on Wednesdays. And you have a Churchill Downs sheet for today, don't you?
I do, and I have a selection for the radio.
Well,
and it comes
there we
the
go. There we go. Now we got a selection for the Churchill Downs. Let's have it.
We'll look at the eighth race today, full field of 10 at 6 furlongs on the main track. And I love the number 9 horse in here, Pure Force. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Brad Cox barn. 3 career starts. His first 2 races will both run at Churchill. Either one of those races wins this race. He shipped to Saratoga to run in a stakes, so he came off of Lasix last time out, and he just ran horrible. I'm assuming he may have bled in the race or whatever it was. But he goes back to Churchill today, which we know he likes. He goes back on Lasix today. Florence Giroux for Brad Cox, 9-2 on the morning line. Number 9, Pure Force, wins today's 8th race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, that combination, Giroux and Cox, certainly clicks a lot together. And in the 8th race there, Churchill Downs today, number 9, Pure Force, is the play from Jonathan Hardoon. Of course, Jonathan, you get a full sheet for Churchill Downs, right?
JONHARDOON.com.
All right, before we let you go, you know, this is Wednesday. If you have a soapbox of any, you know, if you want to step on your soapbox, we'll give you the time to do it. Otherwise, we'll let you go.
It's fine, Ralph. I just, something's going on in Kentucky. I don't know if you read about it with the 91 reported positives or something with Heiser. I was in the middle of reading it before I went on the show, so tomorrow I'll have more on it, but... There is a mess going on there.
My understanding is there were a lot of fraudulent test results there out of the center, the place.
The people in charge are reporting bad tests.
Yes,
so what
are.
Shot do you really have? Well, I mean, what are they going to do to these trainers that they destroyed their career? They took purse money away. Now they're going to have to go back and give purse money back. They handed out suspensions. It's a mess.
Well, they say the former director, the guy that was heading it all up, has been ousted, which means he's been fired. And we'll wait and see how widespread this is. But that, you know, one or two getting through the cracks is one thing, but a whole bunch of fraudulent. It seems to me there could be something under the hood on this one. But they have discovered it, and you're right. That's going to be a story that continues to move on, certainly through the courts and anything else through this.
In all honesty, Ralph, you're fired isn't enough for what this guy did, if what he really did is true. Because if what he really did is true, he destroyed people's lives. So
yeah, they said,
a little more than fired is what it calls for, to be honest with you.
They said, simply put, he lied about certain test results. He just plain lied about them.
Okay, so more corruption. What could I tell you? That's the world we live in today.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll hold your soapbox for maybe even if not next Wednesday, maybe tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Thank you, my friend.
All right, you got it, my man. Yes, that's going to be an ongoing big story for sure. All righty, we're taking our next break, and when we come back, we'll go to Rich Ang standing by. We'll have his thoughts maybe on the first 2 weeks of an unusual NFL season already, some college football as well, and certainly horse racing. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside.
And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Busy boys on the chat box there on the YouTube site. Remember, if you want to get chatting while we're on the show, good, bad, and ugly, you know, you can do that right at the YouTube site. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. You get to the page, you click our show, you subscribe. It is free to subscribe. If you haven't, do so. It's free. And then you can start chatting away on the chat box. That's for sure. A lot of comments about racing at parks, especially for the big races coming up this weekend and the high price of the take out there at that racetrack for players. Now we're going to go to Rich Yang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, anything of a takeaway that surprised you on week two of the NFL?
Well, let me do college first, and then we'll focus on the NFL.
Go ahead.
The thing with college that's really interesting, Ralph, is that in the top 10 of the AP polls, there are seven teams from the SEC. I mean, it's just one conference domination. Is you know, the SEC has had a lot of success, obviously, in the last decade or two, but it's even more overwhelming now with the NIL. I think a lot of those big schools in the SEC have tons of money to spend on players, and it's showing in the results in the standings.
Yeah, that realignment as far as college football is concerned is a big, big, big realignment of. You really got to get used to that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I read an article where the University of Tennessee is going to add a tax onto ticket prices next year, which is the money's going to go to fund the NIL. And so there's going to be like a 10% rise in the ticket prices strictly to pay for players.
Well, don't you know, every time something happens, it trickles right down to the consumer, and that's what's happening there. NFL?
Yep. NFL, I think there's a few things in play. One is the fact that so many close games, Ralph, and a lot of teams are settling for field goals. You're seeing field goals at a record high level, including kicks from 50 yards or more. I saw some stat, something like 33 of 39 kicks from 50 yards or more have been good. I mean, it's absurd. It's almost like there's helium in the football now, and these guys are kicking 50, 55, 60-yard field goals left and right. Also, the first 2 weeks, anybody who's been in a survivor pool, if you are still alive, you are among the lucky few, because dogs have been barking. And there was another stat about teams that were underdogs by like 6 points or more. Their record against the spread and straight up is absurd.
Yeah.
But you know, just like in horse racing, Ralph, where you know, the number winning favorites is 33%. Just because there's a trend one way or another, as you just said, it tends to even out, which means that there's going to be a lot of chalk coming soon to even out those statistics.
Well, I know that long field goals was exemplified Monday night between Philadelphia and Atlanta. There were some big pops going on, and they were right between the uprights. So between that and the new kickoff situation, it's kind of interesting to watch the NFL now, that's for sure. And I think the biggest hit in the NFL this week has to be Tua at Miami. He's out again.
With his concussion history, Ralph, one, he's going to be out for a long time, and two, I just hope he's not out forever, because, you know, concussions in the NFL, real sensitive subject. Yeah. There's been a lot of studies now, and a lot of NFL players suffer CTE once they leave the game. You know, they suffer literally brain damage, so hoping for the kid's health, and we'll see if he ever gets back on the football field again.
Well, back to horse racing. We're going to have some interesting horse racing over the weekend at some places that don't host big races, but they will be this weekend. And, of course, you'll give us your thoughts about NFL Week 3 that starts tomorrow with the Thursday night game. But in the meantime, we have horse racing. What do you got for us today?
Well, there's a real good race, stakes race at Delaware Park in race number 6. Mm-hmm. It's the Obeya going long on the main track. Mm-hmm. And I do like the number 9 horse, Saddle Up Jesse. Big fan of Brittany Russell, mm-hmm. who rides a stable rider as her husband, Sheldon Russell.
Yeah.
And this horse loves Delaware Park. And Delaware is kind of a quirky track, Ralph. So when you find a horse that likes a course, you know, why not? 3 times at Delaware, 2 wins in the second, it all in high-level races. Let's go with the number 9 horse, Saddle Up Jesse in the Obeya.
And I got to tell you, the Russells right now with her husband, Brittany and Sheldon Russell, she's been hot. In the last week, from September 11th to September 15th, she's had 7 wins out of 18 starts. So they're rolling in the right direction. They're hot right now. So you like them in the stakes race today at Delaware Park, race 6, number 9. Number 9 in the that race. And, of course, that's Saddle Up Jesse. Okay, thanks a lot, Richie. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. When we get back, our closing act between John and Jerry, and we'll get started with John Lindo, taking a look at what's going on in Southern California and getting ready for the Los Al's final 3 days, and then on to Santa Anita and the big California Crown weekend, which will start off the first weekend of the fall season at Santa Anita. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Show to start out this week and covering racing, and certainly covering Southern California racing for this week and every week, really, is John Lindo, our man. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I think you might be sitting in studio here soon.
Yeah, I'm going to come out later on this week. I'm looking forward to coming out tomorrow afternoon, and I'll come harass you in studio there Friday and Saturday, maybe Sunday too.
You better believe
listen
it,
listen to the
man.
Boys, and I got to listen to the Sports by the Book too. I need a little help there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time. You'll be up here in studio with us. Always always nice to have you up here. And, of course, we're getting close to the Breeders' Cup, and you'll be up here, of course, for the seminars and all the good stuff and the big party upstairs. But we're looking at not this Saturday, not coming Saturday, but the 28th. Of this month. It'll be the first Saturday of the fall season at Santa Anita, and they got the big California Crown Day. I guess that they renamed it, etc. That was the weekend that they had all of the big Breeders' Cup prep races as well, the Breeders' Cup winning your ends. But now the California Crown is a $1 million race for 3-year-olds and up at a mile and 1/8, and that's a Breeders' Cup winning your end. You got the Eddie D Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. You got the John Henry Turf Championship, that's the marathon at 10 furlongs on the turf. And then, of course, the City of Hope Mile, Breeders' Cup winning you're in at a mile on the turf. And you also have the Unzip Me Stakes there. That'll happen on that Saturday. And the day after that, there'll be a couple of more stakes races on that Sunday. at Santa Anita, and that'll be the Santa Anita Sprint Championship and the Zenyatta, which is a grade two. So obviously they're stacking all of the big races for that particular short meeting at the beginning of the meet, because we're only 44 days away today from the Breeders' Cup. But the California Crown, I guess they kind of just repackaged it, huh?
Yeah, you know, they're trying to make a Pegasus kind of day in California, and this is where they decided they're going to try and do this. But I'll be honest with you, Ralph, and I'm interested to know from a Las Vegas perspective, I haven't heard a lot of buzz about this out here in Southern California. So I'm wondering, I mean, is it on the calendar of horse players in Las Vegas? Is it something that, we have to go to the race book today to see this?
Well, I certainly am making it one, that's for sure. Anytime you put up $1 million, you're going to get a good field of horses, and although they're kind of spread out around the country, I'll venture to say that any of the horses that ran in the Pacific Classic and probably one or two more in the handicap division, will be running over the weekend. But I do believe the California Crown is for 2-year-olds. Is that right?
The California Crown is 3-year-olds and up. It replaces the Awesome Again.
All right, so that's it. And Bob Baffert, over the California Crown races, Bob Baffert has quite a few entered in there. So he'll be a key again.
Absolutely. And, the 2-year-old races that are coming up will be the Front Runner and the Chandelier for the Colts and the Fillies. And those will be very important prep races for the Breeders' Cup as well. So, yeah, front loaded at Santa Anita because of the timing of the Breeders' Cup. They've got to get those races done quickly. So we'll see a lot of horses that hopefully will move on to the Breeders' Cup in the next couple of weeks.
John, please tell me that Santa Anita is not going to pick up that three trifecta pick three thing.
I have no idea. It's fine to me if they do, because we have the option as a player, either you decide to play it or not, and it's not on my list of things to do.
It will not be on mine either. That's absolute. What's your schedule this week as far as the Linda report here?
I've done the Churchill Downs card for tomorrow. I'll wait for changes today, and then we'll do Los Alamitos closing weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll also do the full card at Churchill on Saturday, 4 stakes races there, some good racing there.
Yeah.
And the weather's good back there right now, so we should have no problems with the all-dirt cards at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and we finally cracked that heat wave here. We're getting the usual fall type of weather here, which is always nice. It's beautiful this time of the year. Always fast, firm, and perfect in the book. And, of course, each and every day, John Lindo publishes a Lindo report, and each and every Lindo report that he publishes is available free of charge exclusively here at the South Point Racebook, the only place in Las Vegas you can get it complimentary of the South Point, because they love horse players here. That's absolute. And we're going to have a good time for Breeders' Cup coming up with the seminar and, of course, the big Breeders' Cup day on that Saturday up in the big ballroom.
And it's at Del Mar, our home track, so that'll be a home game for us this year, Ralph.
John, any scuttlebutt in Southern California? Any other news that the players should know?
In general, no, it's relatively quiet right now. This is when the horsemen go back to Keeneland and they're buying yearlings. So a lot of guys out of town, they're just getting back now after doing some spending last week. The sales prices are up at Keeneland, so there's still a huge demand for horses. So it's tough to buy, but our horsemen are back there trying to restock for next year.
Well, I can tell you, when you have meets like Kentucky Downs with those big purses there, and believe it or not, the handle for most of the tracks this last half of the year, the handle at most of the tracks is up. So the players want to play. Just give us the opportunity and the product to play. That's for sure. All right, thanks a lot, John. We'll let you get back if you got any leftover honeydew things to do on your list before we get in earnest tomorrow.
No, we'll be traveling out there tomorrow after the show, and we will see you Friday morning in studio, Ralph.
You better believe it, my man. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, good luck today.
Okay, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by, and let's see what Jerry's hat. I don't know. I can't read that, Jerry. What does that say?
It's an old Badlands hat.
An old Badlands, the golf course.
Right.
Okay.
All right. It was like one of my all-time favorites.
We're getting into the run to the Breeders' Cup. Will you be doing anything special for Breeders' Cup and the power pitches?
Just what I normally do, Ralph. Just the same basic Power Page and Power Page Plus, answering questions for you.
Well, we were talking about how people handled the picks on the show last time. where we don't actually give them the straight accounting of the picks, because people take the pick, but they use it in different ways based on their style of play, their money management, and, of course, what they do with it. And so a lot of people will take, horses that you give and just bet a straight win bet, and that would be what really the basic tally and accounting would be. But then there's a lot of people that put it in, key it in race over race bets like pick threes and pick fours, pick fives, etc. They're also keying it for exactas and trifectas and superfectas. And like you said, you say so many times on the show, you're not big on the race over race pools, but you are big on using whatever your pick is with link-ups and reverse it, because when you are just slightly, a little bit wrong, you could be a little bit right, a lot right in the payoff, right?
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. So let's get back to basics. The first thing every player should do is just do a personal accounting, be brave and just do a personal accounting and say, this is recreation for me, and I put $100 every week into my horse playing account, and sometimes I put 200 in or whatever the number is.
Right.
And they go week to week. Most people play pretty regularly, and they can tell just by then if they have to add money to their bankroll, or if occasionally their bankroll can buy a dinner for them and the bankroll stays above where it started, they're winning players. So you get an idea. And if you're losing, if you're adding money every week, it means one of two things: that your handicapping is not good or as good as it should be, or your betting stinks.
So you're talking about the money management and the way they
in your own pocket. You don't have to do an elaborate accounting sheet and keep minute details. I mean, you should or you could, but you can know by how much money you're adding or subtracting from your bankroll every week whether you're winning or losing. If you're subtracting money, then you're winning.
Right, exactly.
So you're doing whatever you're doing fine, and you don't have to get better to make me happy. That's fine with me. But if you're losing, if you're adding money every week, that's who I'm really talking to. It means one of two things.
Right. We understand.
Handicapping is not good. And if you're playing picks from Richie, John Hardoon, John Lindo, and myself, your picks can't be too bad. The picks are good.
Yeah.
So your betting has to be bad. It's very clear. And I know that somebody took me aside in 1989. His name was Richie Schwartz.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you're insane. Why are you doing that? And he showed me what correct betting was, and I've never looked back.
Well,
the handicapping for me got better.
Yeah.
Because I was now more relaxed and more confident in what I was doing, and I knew it would pay off. I didn't have to reach for plays that didn't need to be reached for.
So, well,
getting your betting right is a big deal, is my point.
Right. Absolutely. It's how you play, your money management, and the picks. They're all entwined. It's not just one thing. If you have good picks, you're going to win. That's not the case. It's also money management. One real quick question.
Yeah, no, it's not a guarantee. You can screw it up pretty easy.
Right. One quick question that I got from a listener. He says, why doesn't Jerry do power pages on big days at other racetracks that you're concentrating on, Southern California, New York?
Well, I generate my own speed figures, and that's a very intense, time-intensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for me to have a consistent product, I need to have my data in order. So I can only do the tracks that I do, basically.
All right. So it's a time thing.
Well,
it takes a lot of time for you to do it, yeah. Right?
I have a lot of work to do before I, a lot of people just pick up the racing form and 2 hours later they're done. I have the racing, the racing past performances, but I have 2 hours before I pick up the daily racing form. To do another track, it's just too much work.
You know what, the timing is as well here on this show? We're out of it. So you have one more thing to say as far as the timing is concerned, and you're going to say,
have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.